It is Monday on Daily Delivery. Michael Rand here, Patrick Roycey with me as usual. Patrick, how are you?
I am okay. I'm doing well.
It's good.
I'm doing better than the Minnesota Timberwolves right now. Doing extremely well. So doing better than that. I was having a little discussion at the game on Friday night with Britt Robson, who I respect a lot, his opinion, and then Dane Moore too. And I was trying to, you know, my contention was that I didn't want to play Phoenix for sure. And Britt and Dane was kind of leaning with me, and Britt Robson was in the we don't want to play New Orleans camp because of Zion and the way he was playing, I don't know. I just think that this Phoenix team that you know, not only did they go 3-0 against the Wolves and beat them bloody yesterday, which was a big game for the Wolves at home in Target Center, but they got three great players. And, you know, their season was a disappointment, but a lot of that was what Beal missed half the year, right? He didn't play a lot. He missed a lot of time. And I looked it up. And when the season started, Phoenix was the third choice to win the NBA title at 6-1, and the Timberwolves were the 16th choice at 66-1. So, A, the Timberwolves are overachievers. B, because of injuries and just the way they went about their business, Phoenix was great underachievers this regular season and needed good luck yesterday to stay out of the play-in. But they're good, man. And Devin Booker is going to be the best player on the floor. I like him better than Anthony Edwards myself. But then they also got Durant and Beal. I looked it up. I think the Wolves are 1.5-point favorites on for the game one next week already, although we'll see how that, you know, you got a whole week for betting on that. But, I bet they end up being underdogs in the series, the betting line on the series. I couldn't find it yet, but it's yesterday was Chris Hine wrote a good gamer on it today, and it was the worst possible outcome yesterday for the Timberwolves.
It was. I mean, people have been worrying about who are they going to play for months, right? And there was no, I don't think there was any like perfect easy out. Like maybe if you would have gotten Sacramento somehow, if Sacramento gets out of the play and you get to play them just because they're so banged up. But yeah, I mean, Phoenix combines the elements of, you know, underachieving a little bit this year because of injuries, but, you know, dangerous in the playoffs. And then I think the difference between them and New Orleans in my mind along the way was just the playoff experience. You've got veterans. You've got guys who haven't, you know, Durant's won a championship, but you've got guys who have at least, you know, gone through a bunch of playoff battles. If you would have had New Orleans, even as good as, you know, as talented as New Orleans is, I feel like you would have had, they might have frozen up a little bit more in the moment, or they could have been more vulnerable to just the, you know, how the playoffs change and affect you. Phoenix isn't going to be intimidated by the playoffs. They're not going to be, nothing's too big for Phoenix right now. So yeah, that's, you know, if you were worried about, they might get the Lakers or they might get Golden State, I'd rather have either of those teams.
I'd go out and pick them up in my own plane to play either one of those two to compete into Phoenix. It's not even close. And I think the Phoenix is, not only is the moment not too big for them, this is what they've been waiting for. Right. They don't, you know, they messed around all season, and this is, you know, this is what they're waiting to do. And, it's a horrible matchup for them, in my opinion. Plus, there's this. This team isn't playing that good.
No, haven't been for a little while.
The last 20 games of the year, it's been war. It's been a battle. It's been, not only they just got Cat back, okay, but they go out and they're down by 10 right off the bat almost every night. And that ain't going to work now. That's not going to work now to play that way. And gifted. They're not a gifted team offensively, I don't
No.
think. Do you feel that way? I don't think they're
No.
gifted team offensively. Now, will they have McDaniels? Who's going to try to guard? Who's going to guard Booker? Who's going to have? Is McDaniels going to try to guard Booker? Or who's
I
going to
don't know.
guard him?
It kind of feels like McDaniels has to guard Durant, doesn't he?
Yes,
It's
yeah, he probably
probably
does because
Ant on Booker.
he's as big as Durant. So, yeah, I guess Ant on Booker and Ant's relationship with NBA officials. Booker's going to get the calls on that in that combat. So, yeah, it's bad news and some astounding stats from Chris Hine today that I read that, but they were never within 10 points any second half in that
Against Phoenix this
against
year?
them against Phoenix was the second half or the fourth quarter. I'm not
I can't
sure.
remember, but
I read it about,
it was three blowouts.
I read it about 5 hours ago because I went back to bed, but my paper got here about 2 this morning, so I was reading it and then I went back. But they were never, Phoenix led by double figures at least the fourth quarter of every moment of every fourth quarter against the Timberwolves this year. So I don't know. It's a bad matchup.
What do
So
you, what do we do? What do they do about Cat now? He's come back. He's played two games. It's not been great. I mean,
no,
they had
he
to
was
battle to win that Friday game, and he doesn't look like he's in the flow of things yet. I know they got another almost a week now to get ready for the playoffs. But I mean, what do you do? Do you bring him off the bench? Do you have a short leash? Like, it just feels like he doesn't, I don't know, whatever
they don't have the
offensive thing
guts
they
to do,
found.
they don't have the guts to do that, but they're better with Nas than they are with him. So I think right now, and but boy, would I suppose you gotta control, you gotta handle egos too in the NBA. And I don't know. Yeah, I think the short leash is the answer. And yeah, I mean, I'd rather have Nas on the floor than him right now. Nas is more dangerous offensively. He's that first couple of steps to the basket of his are a lot quicker than Cat's are, because Cat kind of guy has to overpower you, and Nas can go by you. And I don't know. I mean, they're both going to end up playing 30 minutes. So between the three big guys, they're all. They'll be out there a lot. So I don't know. It's nice to have him for depth wise, because if Rudy gets in any foul trouble, at least you got him to play inside. But I don't know. They just got to play better. They're offensively. I mean, Kyle Anderson's been better in the last 25 games, but if he's going to take a shot, I still think he's going to miss it most of the time. And not, I mean, that little
Little
creepy
push
crawler that
shot.
he shoots, but you can leave him open when he's in the on the floor. And I don't know, they're just not. It's great when you can throw the ball down low to Rudy and have him dunk it, but they haven't had much luck doing that against Phoenix. So you hate to be horribly optimistic about a team that won, but pessimistic about a team that won 56 games. But I don't know. If I was in Las Vegas, I know who I'd be betting on every night. So
Yeah,
I don't know.
the season took a turn at some point. I mean, you had the ownership stuff that's still, that's not, that doesn't
I
impact the
don't
players
buy
that much,
that
but
having any influence on the players,
it
but.
doesn't, but it kind of like it's part of the whole swirl. It's part of the narrative, at least the fan narrative right now. Like, oh man, it was like this
Now, who
dream
cares about
season.
the fan narrative, though? I mean,
I
it's
don't
not.
care
I
about it. I'm
don't.
just
Who
mentioning
cares?
it.
It's not. But I mean, I don't think. I think there's nothing that's been more overrated in my lifetime as a sports writer than us, our need to write about distractions. And
Yes,
for the last
distractions.
20 years, players haven't. The only distraction to them is if the check they get bounces.
Right.
And if they're getting their minutes, that's the only thing. Now, but looking at it, when you look at the expectations going into the season, Fitch definitely should be the coach of the year, don't
Oh,
you
he's
think?
done a great job.
Yeah, I mean, we were 66-1. They were 6-1 to win it. 6-1 compared to 66-1. They
I
were
mean, they.
the Wolves were the 16th choice to win the NBA title. So to have them fighting for the number one seed on the last, now Oklahoma City, maybe there too. They were about the same as the Timberwolves. So it's been a shocking season. Amazing statistic. Last year, two teams in the West had won more than 50, and two teams in the West had won more than 45. This year, five of each.
Yeah,
Five have won more than 50, and five have won more than 45. There's no dogs in there. And
no.
but of all of them that you could have possibly gotten, this is the worst matchup. So
It is. And I saw,
anyway.
hey, before we move on from the Wolves, I saw you could repurpose is probably the wrong word. You found a good use for your Glenn Taylor interview, even if it
Interview,
wasn't the
yes.
send off we intended it to be, but I enjoyed that piece.
Well, that was a great story, and I wanted to get it out about how he bought the team
Yeah.
and what everybody picked up on more than anybody was what I left for the end, which was when he finally gets the team, and then Bob Stein gives him the general number for the NBA, and he
Yes.
calls up and gets the receptionist and says, "I just bought the team." He got, "Will you let me talk to somebody?" So, a little different operation back there before, because 1994, social maybe internet didn't exist, just
Barely
getting
existed.
started, right? Just getting barely started. So,
Yeah, that was.
I remember all of us waiting to see if we could. Damn, this damn thing is never going to load up. It's never going to get going. So
Yes.
94, it was just the infancy of it. So yeah, it was a pretty simpler time, that's for sure. Even though it's only 30 years ago, but yeah, that was fun writing that. And I still have a lot of stuff left, but we'll see what use there is
Right.
for it, because the story definitely changed, that's for sure. And it's interesting debate here that who knows, but I don't buy that it has much impact on what's going on
Agree.
here. So, although
I agree.
I did see Finchie heading into the room to have a drink with A-Rod and Lori after the game. So
Okay.
that's a little hospitality. Glenn let him back in their hospitality room
Right.
for Friday night's game. So I assume they were back Sunday too, right? Weren't
I
they
didn't
here?
see Sunday, but we hope they'd be
Okay.
back for the playoffs too if they want to
Well,
be
oh,
here.
heavens yes, heavens yes. They always could come back. It was just what they could use if they when they
Right.
came back. I guess from what I know, I don't know. I don't know. They got bigger problems.
Yes.
Their bigger problem. Their Taylor's. Their problems are not Taylor, A-Rod, and Lori. Their problems are Durant, Booker, and Beal. Those are their problems. How about Beal and Anthony getting in a little contest there too? So it's kind of
Frustration, probably.
Beal setting the stage that I'm back here, fellas,
Yeah.
and he was great yesterday.
He
So
was.
I don't know what it's that somehow though, damn well if they end up getting taken out in five or six, it's going
Oh,
to be
yeah.
because of the ownership,
Yes.
because we'll jump on the distraction angle. Yeah, the distraction. Ooh, we got to get
And
that going. So
then we'll be in a full-throated panic about what's going to happen this offseason. Are they going to trade somebody? What's going to happen? And all the reports that have come out suggesting.
I think okay, let's say you go into the playoffs and you go out in five or six and Cat doesn't show you much. I don't think it's I think it's it might be it might not be who's owning the team. It's good business to trade him,
Right.
might be. But
Yeah.
here's the problem too. What are you going to get? You're not going to get as much as people think. You're not going to get the Rudy Gobert trade for Cat.
No.
You know, you're not
He was
getting.
an all-star this year, though. I mean, there is,
Yeah, I mean,
for
he had
whatever
a
that's
good
worth.
year. He
Yeah.
had a good year. He had a good year, but Gobert turned out to be much better than we thought he
Yes.
was because he was healthy.
Right.
And the first year the first year he was here, he was not healthy
No.
most of a lot of the year, but his movements were just so much better this year than last year. So, you're better with Cat's easier to replace than Rudy Gobert, that's for sure. So, and plus there's no market, you couldn't, Rudy's not gonna, you're not gonna trade Rudy, so
No.
it'd have to be Cat. And
Yeah.
I think that's gonna be a business decision as far as the future of your team more than just a product of the ownership squabble. I don't
Yes.
think it's going
I
to
think that's
be.
fair.
Yeah.
Closing the loop on this, 1994, when the sale to Glenn Taylor's made. That was my freshman year of college, and I got my first email address, Patrick, and I was excited to get like one email every 2 days. I get more than one email every 2 days now.
Yes, I get one every 2 minutes now.
Feels like
So,
it. Feels like
yes.
it.
Yeah, but you think the world was a better place 30 years ago when you couldn't get scammed every time you answer your phone or look
Right.
at your email or
Right.
anything. I got the this I was trying to find something that I use that cost me like $3 a year, but I have to send them my credit card. And they said, when you finally find the right website, it's don't deal with any of these. And there's like 25 of them that they're trying to scam off this thing to get
Oh,
your
geez.
credit card. The internet it hasn't made us better human beings, I'll tell you that. It
No.
hasn't made us better human beings. It showed all our warts to the
Yes.
public,
It has
So.
shown our thirst for convenience. Let's just say that, among other things.
As I say that my Twitter has allowed me to keep my drinking personality from 40 years ago when I
There you
quit.
go.
When I quit drinking, I revert to what I was prior to April 27th, 1981, to agitate people. So anyway.
Let's go on to the Twins. Speaking of not great news, Correa on the injured list now,
Oh
although
man, that's terrible. Yeah,
I'm
it's
trying to
not as
spin that
bad
like it's
as
not as bad as it could be, but it's an
it's
oblique,
gonna
so you
be
never
two,
know.
3 weeks. It's gonna
Yeah.
be 2, 3 weeks anyway. Yeah. And they always when's the last time that somebody came back faster than they were supposed to. And
Yeah, it's
yesterday,
rare.
now they have this horrible news, and you'd think it's a disaster. Then they win a doubleheader
Right?
on Tuesday, on Saturday. But yesterday they end up kicking away a 3-run lead in the bottom
Yes.
of the eighth. And the main reason was they didn't catch a ball at third base, and they didn't catch a ball at shortstop,
Yes.
which are, the strength of this team when healthy. And it's hard to say when Royce Lewis has been healthy, but was the left side of the infield.
Yes.
Correa at shortstop and Royce Lewis at third base, and they lost yesterday's game. You cannot proceed for the next 2 weeks or whatever it is as Willie Castro is your shortstop, for goodness sakes. Isn't there something else? Try Austin Martin. He played a lot of games there last year. Try somebody else. And I mean, okay, he can play there once in a while, but it looks like he's going to be their everyday shortstop right now.
Well, then why do you have
And
Kyle Farmer?
I don't know why Kyle Farmer was. I'm not a big Kyle Farmer fan, sorry. And you're right. He's Kyle Farmer. Good for him after the game, said that should have been an error,
Yeah.
Although the day before, they won the first game because the third baseman from Detroit took
Right.
a double play ball and turned it into 3 runs, so
Right.
it went right through his legs. So,
Right.
yeah, that was too bad because Ober just cruised through
Yeah.
six innings against them, and
Well,
then
good outing from
gave
Woods
away the
Richardson
bullpen.
too.
Yeah, oh, it was great. I couldn't believe it. And because I saw him, I guess I didn't see enough of it. They kept talking about his new delivery, and it seemed for silly at the time, but it definitely is. He was throwing from way over the top, and now he's just got the same compact 3/4 deliveries everybody else does. And he threw great. But yeah, well, that's a. That's a good sign because if Louis turns out to not be a starter, you got an option now anyway.
Right.
And that's Louis. Louis pitching. Louis get he's got the short straw, right? He's pitching today in Baltimore. I
I
think
think that's right. Yeah, it should be
he's
his. I think
pitching
it's his
today
turn.
again.
Yeah, it would be his turn after Ober.
Pitching against the Louis, pitching against the Orioles, but yeah, they got serious issues, though, man, with that lineup. You can't
Oh, yeah.
just keep, you can't lose this many guys, for goodness sakes. It's and then Buck can't hit, and Buxton's
Bender.
three for 27 with 14 strikeouts going into yesterday's game, so didn't play yesterday, so. Yeah, they got serious issues. There's no doubt about it. And Theobar wasn't that good last, Theobar gave up a bunch of home runs last year, and he comes in and he basically created that mess that the infielders then finished. So yeah, it's I don't know. They when they start setting up the bullpen, and they don't have Duran, but when they start setting it up, still. Jack, when Jax is pitching the seventh, you're saying to yourself, "Okay, who's going to pitch the eighth?"
Yeah.
Or Brock Stewart. If if you got those guys both used after early like
Yeah.
that, you're in trouble. I don't know. They're it's the people that were every all upset because they didn't add a starting pitcher to this wonderful club. they got more issues than that right now.
Well,
They've got serious issues with everybody hurt.
they're hitting
So,
under 200. I mean, and
oh yeah,
that's, you know, again,
fortunately, runners in scoring position.
oh
They were
yeah.
128 going
Oh.
into yesterday or something. So,
And like that'll obviously that'll get better. It's only what 14 games into the year. That stat will smooth out. These things do, but the offensive, like the eye test for the lineup, especially with these guys hurt. Like I think I texted you this week, like when they're going against a lefty right now, and
yeah.
you know, you don't get Kirilloff, Julian, you know, the guys you might want at least
We've
high in the order. It's woof. Look at that lineup.
seen nothing from Margot so far, and we've seen nothing from Carlos Santana. And
Not much from
yeah,
Miranda.
if you get if you d if you downgrade Kirilloff and Julian are their two best hitters, and if you
Yes.
run a lefty out there. That they're both half as good as they are against right-handers,
Right.
so that's a bad situation. Yeah, it's not looking. You just we've a week ago at this time we were talking about how much class Correa gives this team.
Right.
How
Right.
when he's out there, you just have a great player. And now for I don't know, he says this little injury because you watch the eighth of a swing he takes. And
Yeah.
that it hurts himself. And you say, how could that possibly hurt you? But he said he'd been coughing and wheezing, and
Yeah.
I guess something got jarred loose, but man alive, that's a bad loss. It's now they gotta go face Baltimore, which actually got beat a couple of times over the weekend. But that's I love that club. So
Yeah, they're good.
that could be, they could be in a nice little tailspin by the time they get home Friday night. So.
Yeah. Well, and they, you know, just cut the biggest question at this point is can they tread enough water until they get Royce and Correa back healthy? But even if those guys come back, there's no guarantees they're going to be much better, and there's no guarantees those guys are still going to stay healthy because Royce has not shown he can stay healthy,
No,
unfortunately.
he's not. It is amazing. And the other thing is amazing is what caused the injuries.
Yeah.
One was running, just kind
Yes.
of running around second base, nothing, just a nothing terrible. And the other's a sneeze or something. I mean,
Right.
it is amazing. And Buxton's able to play center field, but now he. But now we're finding out it wasn't being the DH was the reason he couldn't hit. It
It's
was
all the good
that
pitching these
he's,
days.
yeah, it's the pitching is phenomenal right now. And, Miguel Sano got, God, he got in terrible shape. Maybe let's get him in shape. Well, they got him in shape and he's the pitching's too good. That's and there's too much of it. So that's the problem here. It's and there's a now I got a new complaint about Eddie Julian.
Okay.
Keep your helmet on. If your helmet falls off when you swing, you should be it should be an automatic strikeout. Then, you know, you can't every second swing, you can't lose your helmet. What? Give him a chin strap like you give him a T-baller or something.
Make it tight or something, yeah.
What is going on? It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. It's ridiculous, you know. But anyway, they might not have that spring competition all last so long now with the
No.
Wild being done and
Yeah.
the Timberwolves not exactly looking like they're headed for a long run. So maybe they'll get their act together sometime this summer. I don't know.
Royal Credit Union's smart checking accounts offer no monthly fees and no minimum balance. Enjoy financial freedom when you open your Royal Credit Union smart checking account online at rcu.org/gochecking. Insured by NCUA.
We should talk golf for a little while because
Yes.
Scottie Scheffler,
Man,
not
he's good.
bad. Not bad, man. He can hit the ball, can't he?
He's wonderfully consistent as far as giving himself birdie opportunities. He's not a great putter, but and let me say this, I've covered the Masters enough to know that their whole thing now is to protect the golf course by making those greens lightning fast. And those greens are not intended to be that fast. They're on hills and valleys and they're undulating like crazy. They're not supposed to be that fast. Nobody makes a putt anymore because nobody can charge the ball towards the hole there. Because if you miss going almost edging past the hole, if you miss, you're still going to end in a lot of places, you're going to end up 20 feet away.
Yeah.
So they got to baby the ball up to the hole. You know, they're hardly putting it at all and hope it accidentally goes in. Because if you miss, there it goes. And they got, I mean, these greens are, they're the most probably undulating greens in golf, in at least in big time golf. And they get them. If you get some rain there early in the week and add just a touch on Thursday morning, but then the wind came up and it blew like crazy
Yeah.
for 2 days, and they got made those greens so fast. And the members are very proud of themselves because there's only one guy in double figures over. But they talk about the roars at Augusta. And I watched a lot over the weekend, and you can, even on the telecast, you can, if somebody's on the 12th hole and somebody makes a putt on 16, and you don't see it, but you hear it, you don't hear anything. You hear cheers, but you don't hear that roar of somebody who made a 22 footer or
Right.
something. That, you know, that famous shot of Tiger's when the
Right.
ball was just barely moving and coming
Yep.
down. If he would have hit that shot yesterday and it would have lipped out, it would have went 25 feet
Right.
down the hill. So they made it a less exciting tournament by making the green so ungodly fast that and you know they also toughened it up. Like 13 used to be an automatic you're going to get home in two and you're either going to make birdie or eagle, and they've made that they. You know what they did to lengthen that? The Augusta Country Club is behind the fence, right? Down at that end of the course,
Okay.
Amen Corner. That's it, right behind the fence is was like the 15th green, the 15th hole of Augusta Country Club. And they wanted to move that tee box back further. That's the one where you go around the corner, you know, the left-hand
Yep.
corner, and the woods are on the left, and you got to go around the corner. And everybody used to just hit it around the corner. They paid the Augusta Country Club, I read about this, $28 million for some land on the other
Wow.
side of the fence, talking about our great relationship with Augusta. But they bought enough land over there that Augusta had the country club, which it looks like it's beautiful. I never saw it. had to redo two holes over on their side of the fence.
Okay.
They got so much money down
Oh,
there,
yeah.
they don't know what to do with it. They paid $28 million to get enough land so they could move that tee box back on the other side of the fence.
That's
So,
amazing.
but
So,
it's you know, it's always, you know, the difference between it and every other golf course is we, oh yeah, we know what shot, we know what hole's coming up next, you know, because we see it every year. It's the only one where, it's the only one, the only major golf tournament that is played at the same course. Now the players has the same advantage too,
right?
And this guy winning them both. Oof.
Oh yeah.
How many guys have done that? I don't know. He's
not many.
Man,
I mean,
he's something. He's certainly not Tiger-esque in the sense that he's not, you know, he's pretty phlegmatic and he's kind of, and it's not, he's not making spectacular shots too often.
Right.
It's just, he's so good at it. But that shot he hit on number nine that basically won the tournament for him.
Yeah.
Which is, you're way down there in that valley and you hit it up there. I've seen a lot of shots hit from down there. And, you know, you got to hit it past the hole. You got to land it past the hole, basically, and have it suck on back. And he almost made that one. He and Morikawa are tied on the ninth tee. And when they walk off the ninth green, he's three shots ahead of Morikawa. So
yeah,
that made a little bit of a difference. So, but
well,
he's. He seemed like a hell of a guy. I've never been around him, but he's not, you know, I mean, nice personality, but really quiet. And he's 6'4" and he looks powerful, and he doesn't have that Tiger flair about him, that's for sure. Kind of makes even a guy like you feel old, though, doesn't it, Rand? Seeing
Everybody
Tiger
makes
with
me
those,
feel older now.
With those Tiger, with those puffy eyes and that sad.
Well, yeah, he's
I said
basically
he's got,
my age. Like, is that what I look like these days?
Yeah,
Oh,
he's got sad eyes, man. He's just got the sad eyes now because he's got those memories. He's out there. He's you know, he's trying to convince himself when he's won over after 2 days that he's got a chance. And he knows deep in his heart he's got no chance.
No.
Then all of a sudden he shoots 82. 82. He looks up there and sees 82.
82.
He's got to want to puke, doesn't he? I shot 82. I was there when he shot 81 at the only British Open I covered. But that's because the wind was blowing 70 miles an hour. You know?
He's into the older I get, the better I was territory now. Poor Tiger.
Oh, yeah, he sure is. And it's, you know, I mean, that car accident.
Yeah,
changed,
that was the final straw.
It changed any hope he'd had to be competing at this stage. And I think he's only going to play the majors, right? Isn't that his plan this year?
I think that's right, yeah.
He didn't
yeah.
play. Did he play the players? Did he play the
I don't
players?
Think he, I don't think he did. I mean, I don't remember, but I feel like he was going to, and then maybe his back flared up. I can't remember what it was, but it's, I mean, it's a, you know, again, he's 20
he's
years older than a lot of these guys. I mean, and Scheffler, like you said, when
27.
Yeah, when nobody can make a putt either, it favors the ball strikers, right? Like, he can hit it so close that he doesn't have to make those long ones. He can just
every once in a while
shot.
Every once in a while, he makes a 10-footer, you know?
Right.
He's not a great putter by
no,
any
he's
means.
Not.
But, you know, and the famous, you know, Tom Watson was brilliant down there at Augusta. But, you know, the thing about him when he was young was he always got the ball to the hole. And then he started missing some short putts. So then he didn't always get the ball in the hole. But when he was playing at Augusta and making putts all over the place, and Jack making putts all over the place, they allowed you to make putts. Now they don't.
Right.
Now if the greens are the way they want them, because they're so worried about defending the course and defending the reputation that they of it being a rugged test of golf, They've had to trick it up, basically, and it's a tricked up, great, lovely golf course, tricked up, and you know, but it's tricked up. So, that's my statement on that.
We're almost to the finish line with the Vikings draft, Patrick. Just 10 more days till it starts, but today is the WNBA draft, and I thought it was interesting over the weekend that the Lynx made a trade with Chicago, just one spot down to number 8. They pick up some, look like some players and like a pick swap and another pick somewhere along the way. So some assets in the trade, as we like to say. But I my sense of it was that they at least maybe at least in part do the deal, so there's no temptation, they don't have to pass on Angel Reese at number seven. Chicago can take Angel Reese at number seven. They don't have to feel bad about that, because I don't feel like they wanted to necessarily take her, even if the mocks were saying that was who to take at number seven.
The seventh pick, yeah. That's I saw that too. And Chicago's gonna get they got the second and the seventh now, right? Something like that.
I think that's right, yeah.
They have a real high one, so they're gonna take her. They're looking for somebody who's gonna help them put people in the seats, and Angel Reese. But yeah, after watching, you watched her last year with LSU, and they've had you know better shooters around, and you didn't quite notice that. You know, she's challenged to make a layup, so she's a very good athlete, but she's not a shooter by any means. And you know, they probably I don't know, she's gonna be a high maintenance player, I think they feel, and you know, I would think most teams feel, but you know, she's. It's astounding to me, though, that, you know, going into the draft, I'm sure you think she knew she was going to be projected this low, didn't she?
Yeah.
She had to feel like she'd be top three or four, didn't she?
I would think so, yeah.
But it is a, you know, you know, you get Caitlin, and then there's players all the way down there. Are they going to end up with the The Lynx gonna end up with the kid from Europe, or are they gonna end up with some
Borshulo
or whatever it is?
I think Kent had them taken somewhere else. Kent Youngblood had a different pick, and Chicago has the three pick plus the seven now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who they're gonna end up with.
Yeah,
I don't know what they need is. I mean, they need plenty of things. They're just kind of a middling franchise right now, but they you know they could really need some backcourt. Help. They just haven't had a great backcourt for a while. They need to sort that out. Someone to play with Collie, or someone to kind of play off of her and get her the ball.
When
in the
do
right
they
situations.
Start? They're in practice. They're in camp already, right? Have they started, or have they not started?
I don't think they've started camp yet. The season doesn't start for bad. I think camp will start not too long after the draft here.
Do they do that preseason thing too? They get players over there like the men do. They got them assembling over there. I don't know. I thought it. I gotta admit I'm not in on any the whole schedule situation,
right.
But they're with the Europe with the Olympic break this year. They you know they gotta get they must push the season back. They're really what's the deal now? You're not there if you go to Europe. You gotta be back for the. You got to be back for the start of the practice, isn't it? Or something? You're not eligible anymore.
They're trying to get players back sooner, that's for sure. Trying to make it so it's less of a, you know, less of a second season and more of here. This is your first season. Go ahead and go over there and make your money, but you got to come back by a certain point.
But they're still not paying them enough to avoid them to go into Europe.
I think so. Maybe at some point.
Caitlin, though, man.
Oh yeah, number
Caitlin
one.
Caitlin goes
sure.
on Saturday Night Live
on
the weekend and did a good job on there. She did it. I've watched the tape of the video. She did a much better job there than she does on the State Farm ad.
Right.
But I mean, it's one of the phenomena of our lifetime.
Yes.
What she did to get people invested, and I mean, I don't know what was the audience for the UConn championship game? Was it smaller than the 14.3 million that watched?
You mean for Iowa against South Carolina?
Yeah, Iowa and South Carolina.
It was like 18 plus. It was like the biggest.
Oh, 18. That's right. Yeah, 14 was the semifinal.
Semifinal, yeah.
So they had to beat the men's game.
They did.
Right?
Yeah, they beat them by like 3 or 4 million. It was not even really that close by the end.
Yeah, and I you know, it certainly made people more curious about women's basketball for the future. But this is Fernando mania here.
Yeah,
this is not permanent. Okay.
Yes.
This happens once. you know, and the phenomenon like this, and then and people move on and they go back and they're curious, but I wonder how long do you think she's going to be packing in arenas for the WNBA too? It'll be
I mean, this year for sure, maybe next year too. I
oh,
mean, it
this year
kind of
for a
depends on how
while.
she does, right? Like, I mean, almost
Oh
all of
yeah,
the
that's
Indiana
true.
games are on national TV too, like 36 out of 40, and they've sold out their entire home schedule. I mean, it's just,
Yeah,
I don't know, it
and
depends on
she's
how she
been.
does.
Yeah, she'll have better players guarding her, and she won't have the ball in her hands. So what with Iowa was what 2/3 of the
A lot
time
of the time, yeah.
she had the ball in her hand. But oh, she'll be a hell of a player. It's
Yes.
just that, not only she won't be as dominant
No.
because you can't be because you're going to be playing against better players. But it's good for her. Saturday Night Live gets her on, and she knows she. She tears it up. She does.
Yep.
She does great. So she's an interesting personality, feisty as hell on the court. Who's going to be the first WNBA official to tee her up? She's
Right.
complaining, you know, because for all her complaining in the women's basketball, I wonder how many technicals she got.
Yeah, I don't
She
know,
did.
but
I didn't get many, but she can. But it's she wasn't extraordinarily complaining.
no.
It's just she had more opportunities to complain because she had the ball all the time,
Right.
you know. So and she was always either going to the basket or shooting threes or something. But yeah, it's I remain proud to have discovered her. I'll tell you
Right,
that. It's
right.
really I discovered her as a player. I didn't discover her as a comedian though. Saturday Night
No,
Live did
right.
that. So. Yeah, I'll give them credit that I didn't discover her completely.
Damnedest thing through all this, Patrick, is with everything going on, anytime I meet someone or talk to a friend or like someone just casual conversation and they know what I do, the only thing they want to ask me is what are the Vikings going to do? Even with
That's
all the
right.
sports going
Everything
on, what are they
else.
going to do?
They're going to get a quarterback, and I think it's going to be J.J. McCarthy.
Okay.
That's what I think it's going to end up being, don't you? Now there's rumors that people are hoping that Atlanta, because of tampering, that they might end up making a what might end up flipping the Vikings in Atlanta. That's what they did last year with some tamperer, right? Or a couple of years
I
ago.
don't think they
So there's a rumor out there that.
I don't know about that. I feel like usually the team that tampers, they might lose a pick, but I don't think they
Yeah.
ever
Well, I
affect
think they
the
did
other
that
team.
last year. They did.
Okay.
I mean, that's what people are writing. That last year they flipped two picks. I don't
Oh.
know. I didn't see it, but I don't know. Anyway, they got the ammunition to get McCarthy in by it through trade, I think,
Yeah.
and they'll that's who I think they're gonna end up with. But
Yeah, that's probably the
how do
easy.
I know? I'm just guessing.
That's probably the
I'm
easiest path,
guessing.
right? Trying to get up to number three to take Drake May is going to be a pretty
Yeah.
big lift.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's going to get done. No. So, it is funny how people now you got some people out there saying, who was it? The guy saying he's predicting May and McCarthy are both going to be busts. Who's
I didn't see
he
that.
used to be a TV guy and
Okay.
he's a former player. I can't remember who it is, but it's amazing if you can get some guy with just a little bit of notoriety
Right.
to badmouth one of these quarterbacks, you can get yourself headlines for several days. So it's it's certainly interesting. That's it's certainly a lot more interesting if they brought back that big lump Kirk Cousins. So
Yes,
I think it's I think this is fantastic and so fantastic that Kwesi actually kind of came out of his shell and
Yes.
was kind of talking about he was bragging about how much work they'd done on their quarterbacks and stuff like that. So, he'd been pretty well in hiding for a year ever since that USA Today interview. But
Yes.
he's pretty confident that they're going to do well here, and I think he should be. And this was the best decision they made in years to go find their quarterback because you may not get a draft this
Right.
deep in quarterback talent a long time. So,
Nope. I agree. Well, I'm sure we'll have more to say about that
When is
next
that
week.
thing, by the way?
25th. 25th is the first round, then 26th,
So we
27th.
got
So,
not this week, but next week. We
yeah. So,
got to
two.
do a whole nother week of
Yeah.
this
So,
nonsense.
and next week is when things will really,
Yeah.
all the silly
And now
season
the
stuff will.
idiots, now it's 4 days, right? Now
No,
it's
I don't
like,
think it's. Did they didn't make it 4 days? Did they?
maybe it's three, maybe
I think
it's
it's
three.
still just. I think it's
But
still
yeah, oh,
just
that's,
three.
but just the first round and then
Yes,
the
and then
second
two and
and
three.
third round
I think so. Yeah.
and that. Now they have made Saturday that nobody cares by then, but
Yeah.
unless you're the hardcores, but
Right.
yeah, they and then we bid for the right to hold the set draft.
Yeah.
That's good too.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. That thing is a monster. The
It is.
NFL is a monster. So
Well, by this time next week, we'll be able to talk about game one of Wolves Suns. We'll see if it's any better than we think it's going to be. Hey, you never know, right? You throw
oh
the
no, no.
regular
You
season is what
know.
it is. Playoffs are a whole different thing, but this is an important series for the
Yeah.
trajectory of the franchise. Let's say
And
that.
trying to guard three guys. Oof, not
Yeah,
easy.
no, it isn't.
Especially Durant, and Durant's gonna get all the calls. So it's gonna be tough. But let's face it, when the season started, then nobody projected that they're gonna finish third in the West
No.
and have 56 wins.
No.
So it's been a hellacious season.
Yes.
And we'll see what happens.
Exactly. Thanks, Patrick. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Michael.